next project will be up here to, actually to my left.
A MITS trolley made its way to 16 different places to show author and community development consultant Peter Kagayama different landmarks that hold strong history and meaning. Kagayama says he's not the traditional consultant that does research and writes reports on the city, but he focuses on something different.
I'm looking for fun. I'm looking for people who want to do a project that makes other people smile.
That's a concept he says is often missed in community development. He stressed that building bridges and fixing roads are important, but the projects that have the greater impact create an emotional reaction.
What do people want? Well, they don't want stuff that's, you know, merely functional and safe. Of course, we expect that. But they also want stuff that looks good, that feels good, that makes them feel like they are a member of a community, that connects them with their fellow citizen.
Aaron Moore is Ball State's communication specialist of community engagement and says Muncie is on its way to being an emotionally engaging place.
Finding ways to inject beauty in places that may have not been beautiful for a long time, to inject energy. It's really important that those injections are somewhat visible, because the visible environment plays a lot into how we feel about where we are.
Kageyama stressed a good idea is to find something that's unique about Muncie, and a start is Garfield creator Jim Davis.
You guys should own that. It's, you know, hey, this is Garfield's home, and, you know, you have this, you know, this very notable resident here. It's like, you know, you could do a lot with that.
Kageyama said some of his ideas he found in Muncie may end up in one of his books in the future, but we'll have to wait and see. In Muncie, Brittany Ehrman, IPR News.